This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. To be sure, what the White House wants in next year's budget and what Congress wants in next year's budget are not going to be the same thing. But even scaled back, even if Congress cuts some of this down, some of the cuts to the social safety net in the administration's wish list are cuts the likes of which we haven't seen in years. And as a result, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, nonprofits and advocacy groups are gearing up.
In Washington, today is budget day. Eat lunch at your desk day. Come in early, go home late day.
Well, as usual, everybody's scrambling around trying to figure out, you know, how much is proposed for what.
But usual stops there, says Steve Berg of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
This year, there's big changes proposed to some of the large anti-poverty programs, which is not a usual thing.
Or a surprise. Trump previewed his plans in his budget blueprint in March.
We're ready for it. We know that there's a long fight ahead of us.
Samantha Vargas Poppy is with the National Council for La Raza, which focuses on issues affecting the Latino community.
So we're trying to use this as an opportunity to lift up to Congress, to our community, and frankly, anyone who will listen, what's in this budget and what those budgets mean in real life.
Something else unusual, big players like the ACLU collected record donations after the election, and they're spending it now. Faz Shakir is the ACLU's national political director.
We believe we have a responsibility to be the source of information for all these people who've come to us after the election and given us a fair amount of money. And then after that, a lot of the money will then be used on grassroots mobilization.
Mobilization of people to show up at town halls and protests or to donate more money. But Tim Delaney of the National Council of Nonprofits points out donations can only go so far.
For every national name brand organization seeing a temporary spike in giving, those are temporary. They're not sustainable.
And he says
they can never replace the amount of money that is being proposed to be slashed in this particular budget.
A budget, as you've heard, not likely to make it through Congress. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.